Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headline scores, and we start with some scores in the MLB since there was no basketball last night. Yankees take down the Orioles 6-2. Donaldson, Rizzo, and Trevino all homer in an easy route. Six innings pitched, seven Ks, one run for Luis Severino. Blue Jays over the Mariners 6-2. Three hits for Bo Bichette, including a home run to start the game. Matt Chapman added one later himself. Yusei Kikuchi with six innings of no run ball against his old team. Tigers 3, Rays 2. Jonathan Scope with a big two-run home run. Then Harold Castro with an even bigger home run in the ninth inning to give the Tigers the lead. White Sox over the Royals in 10 innings. Luis Robert with a two-run homer in the 10th to win it. 425 feet on that one. To some news, NFL officials are scheduled to meet with Cleveland Brown quarterback Deshaun Watson this week. The NFL has been investigating Watson to determine if he violated its code of conduct. Watson is facing 22 civil lawsuits from women who have accused him of inappropriate sexual conduct during massage sessions. Two grand juries in Texas have declined to indict Watson on criminal charges, and Watson has denied all wrongdoing. Watson, meanwhile, will be hosting several of his teammates in the Bahamas this weekend to work out and bond before the start of the team's organized activities. The Vegas Golden Knights have fired coach Pete DeBoer after failing to make the playoffs for the first time in their short history. DeBoer was the second coach hired by Vegas in 2019-2020 after coach Gerard Gallant was behind the bench for the team's first two seasons in the NHL. DeBoer had a record of 98-50-12 in his three seasons in Vegas, leading the Golden Knights to the conference finals in 2020 and the playoffs penultimate round in 2021, but failing to make the Stanley Cup final in both seasons. This season, the Golden Knights struggled through injuries and salary cap related lineup challenges to finish with a 43-31-8 record, missing the playoff cut by just 4 points. Chris Paul says he's not retiring after the Phoenix Suns season ends in a stunning blowout. Says, quote, "You play long enough and you don't win. Every time you lose, they're going to say it was your best chance. But I think for me, it will be right back next year. I'll tell you that much." Paul was ineffective on Sunday, finishing with 10 points and 4 assists and not scoring his first field goal until the Suns were already down 40 points in the third quarter. He literally limped to the finish line, playing through a left quad issue that limited his mobility. Strike trigger warning out there for anyone with a domestic abuse history. A woman was granted an emergency protective order against Rajon Rondo, alleging the Cleveland Cavaliers point guard threatened her with a gun. In it, she alleged that Rondo and a child were playing video games Wednesday when she asked the child to separate some laundry. Rondo reacted angrily, ripping the game console out of the wall and smashing several items in the house, leaving the boy and another child there upset. The woman alleged that Rondo said to her, quote, "You're dead," before leaving the house, only to return shortly thereafter, this time with a gun and demanding to see one of the children. Jack Nicklaus says Saudi Arabian organizers offered him more than $100 million to be the face of their new golf invitational series. In a story published in the Fire Pit Collective on Monday, Nicholas said he twice turned down offers to lead the Saudi Arabians' effort to start a new golf league that hopes to challenge the PGA Tour. Also in some news, Green Bay Packers and Jair Alexander finalized a four-year $84 million extension. It includes a defensive back record signing bonus of $30 million. Let's get to the moments we're watching today. WNBA season really kicking into high gear. Sun Liberty at 7 p.m. Then you got the Atlanta Dream and the Indiana Fever at 7 as well. Mystic wins 8 p.m. on CBS Sports Network. Phoenix versus the Aces at 10 p.m. Then we end with the Sparks taking on the winless Lynx at 10:30. Also got Game 1 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Celtics Heat 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN. No Kyle Lowry. Marcus Smart is questionable. Robert Williams is not. He'll be back in the lineup with no restrictions, according to coach Ime Udoka. This is a rematch of the 2020 East Conference Finals way back in the bubble. Both sides are pretty similar, but both teams have definitely gotten a little bit better too. Should be a gritty series. Celtics in a game one coming off an emotional game seven. We'll see if they have the legs for a road game one win, and we'll get you that line right now. For our FanDuel Fast Break, we've got three lines for you guys tonight. Got the Heat -2 at home. I just think they'll be able to nab game one against a tired Celtics team, though who knows? Maybe the Celtics will be just fine. We will obviously see in that one. Mystics are -1.5 on the road against the Wings, and the Aces are -7.5 at home against the Mercury. On this day in sports history, way back in 1939, the first televised baseball game is broadcast on NBC with Princeton defeating Columbia 2-1. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTeam. You can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments of live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.